He's speaking here about the differences between Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu and Nevuas Bilam, and the Lashon Chazal is as if Nevuas Bilam had certain milas of Nevuas Moshe, which in Chura it doesn't make any sense. So Rav explains, so middle that Chazal, I think V'chein Mash Lohem Edab Moshe Kol Shur, I think is where we're holding, if I believe. Is that correct? In Perkov Aleph? V'chein Mash Lohem Edab Moshe Kol Shur. Hakol nimshach acha merigosu malosai. So when it says that with Moshe did not speak all the time, and with Bilam he did speak, adrav, it's machmas madregas milas Moshe. Vizeh, ki inyan noisen kein, ki hoya hadibur Moshe panim al panim, ve ein lodom ki madregas zeis, shiim Hashem yisbar tamen panim al panim. That since the nevuah of Moshe was in the dag of panim al panim, that's something that could not happen on a normal, normally. Avlim Bilam, where Nevuah Kmashman, Lamaila Shem Mashach Men Adibu, we throw off the Dibu, where you Bilam Mikabal Oisai. Loyo you can do upon him upon him, Lakacha Yatmidi. So let's just be mocked him something. He's going to go through a few things like that. That all of those in Yanim that he's, all those in Yanim that he was. He made Bilam more chashav than Moshe. It's because of the Maila of Madregas Moshe. I want to explain the Nekuda here. It says the Baal HaTanya asked the following question. He says that it says that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah only went up to a certain darga in Atzilus, up to a certain Olam, whatever it is. So he asks, how's it possible? The Rizal talks about olamas that are far beyond it. So how could it be Moshe Rabbeinu's nevuah only went up to a certain darga? That's what he asks. So he answers that nevuah's Moshe Rabbeinu was the ultimate in clarity, and b'mele that type of nevuah could only go up to a certain point. Beyond that point, Moshe Rabbeinu also knew Kis HaRizal, but he knew them the way that HaRizal knew them, as something that in a quality that falls below that darga. Let's give a mashal. Imagine, I don't have a contemporary mashal so quickly, but a person has a TV set, Rachman Atzan Oleinu, and then he has a someone buys a much, much better TV set than he has. And the person asks him, what's the mile of your TV set? So he says, first of all, look at the quality of the channels that you get and I get. You take a look, sure enough, the first person's channels are a bit blurry and the second one's channels are crystal clear. And he says, and also I'm able to get channels that are very far away. And you turn onto those channels, and their quality of those channels is only as good as the first person's local channel quality. So he'll say, well, so your TV is like mine. No, in the same area, in the area that we share the channels, my channels are perfectly clear, crystal clear. Your channels are blurry. Anything that's beyond that is going to be kind of blurry. So Moshe Rabbeinu had access to whatever Bilam had, but the point is in the chelik of nevuah where Dargis Moshe Rabbeinu expressed itself, which means perfect clarity, upon him can only be up to a certain point. Anything after that, he was leigora from a different navi. It says in Chazal, Rashi and Matis, that all the neviim were menabe with koyamar Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was menabe with Zehadova and Koyamah Hashem. So, L'chura, what's the pshat? I mean, what's the maila? The answer is, even Moshe Rabbeinu's darga could only be a darga that goes up to a certain point. If he didn't have the ability to hook into a Koyamah Hashem also, that would be a grace. So Moshe Rabbeinu, in one tchum, was a Zehadova de Nevuah, and that Nevuah of Zehadova was absolute. And that was Zehadova was something which had a quality. It was the crystal quality of Moshe Rabbeinu. And then he also had a second darga of Koyamar. That's that. That so here the pshat is also some in Yonim, Moshe Rabbeinu was absolute, and that could not be all the time. And he certainly included Bilam's, but he no longer had the status of a Moshe at that point. That point is not every other Navi. By the way, I once heard about Shuva asked me, it's like one of these things that make you cringe. He had come to Eish HaTorah, his first exposure being with Chabad, and they learned Tanya. And the person said, well, he learned to Tanya that Moshe Rabbeinu's Nevuah, that the Arizal was bigger than Moshe Rabbeinu. Why this was an important Indian to learn with him, who, and to somebody that was clueless about what he was saying, not sure, but upon him, that was my Shahoya. Okay. And Moshe's Darga of Nevuah Yoina, there could not be any type of knowing of Akash Baruch. At that level, you don't perceive it. Ki Efshas Chava Shem Yisbar. V'dovazah he'le Moshe shenistak l'vaspaklara me'ira. Or the Dveikas al Shem Yisbar, or the Fika chi Efshas she'edea, ma she'dava Shem Yisbar imoy. V'shahaya v'dava imoy, kol shah, ein amoyer she'gadol v'nevur ma'oid. V'nimtza dovazah v'moshe, v'chse Efshas she'u elu dvarim v'moshe l'mayas nevasa. So again, we're talking about Moshe as the Baal Novi of that darga. So this is not chisoyn, it means that this is darga. Let's give another marshal. Imagine a kid is learning Chumash and Rashi, and I tell him, you know, you really don't understand what you're talking about. You really don't have clarity in the material. So the kid will say, so-and-so is a very, very big Talmud Chacham, and he says, and I see he wrote this long Shigur Torah, and at the end he writes, V'advarim einam brurim etzli. Or this person is learning Kabbalah, and he says, you know, and we at the end of it all, we really don't understand. So he doesn't understand, I don't understand. Why am you coming with tainess with him not? The answer is, you're learning material that should be understandable. And therefore, if you don't understand it, it's a chisaron. He's learning things that are le'ela le'ela, and those are inyanim that the Bezim can't understand fully. At some point, understanding runs out. So Bilam, at the level of Bilam's nevuah, anything goes. Shahar le dveikus gomer spark moshe shavitz goser. I know rak mi idea and gadol ben nevuah the dvarim elu brumoid. Okay. Which it's going to be in the kasha. So again, he has the problem. I, Moshe Rabbeinu, was on the higher darga, and how can you say so? Melech was. Ki pirush dovaze ki bevadei royu sheyia Moshe miyuchad ben vaser. V'mhoi lo shita ben nevua le'nitna teira shemiyuteras adi Moshe. Rak shehu hoya miyuchad ben nevua le'kom kemayu. So here he says the darga of Shlomo was a darga of through Malchus. So Moshe Mabdav Adayna. Imagine, I asked, does Reuben have a bit better eyesight than Shimon? And they both seem to read the chart from the same distance. The difference is Reuben's wearing glasses and Shimon not. So Reuben's Mila is because the glasses he's wearing, and Shimon sees it naturally. Malchus is a certain dimension. It's not the person, it's the Malchus that he carries, gives him another dimension. So mitzad the tzuras adam ba'atzmai, Moshe was by far greater than Shlomo, because he was a melech as the malchus. The imza liyotzer Moshe mashoyer miyuchad b'malosay mitzad nevuah ke'ein amelech b'chal shavne adam ve'lefikach afim kom b'malochim that's a Moshe mashoyer miyuchad nevuah. So it's, since it's the Maila Malchus, it's not different than saying that so-and-so is wearing glasses, sees as far as I see. It's a different dimension. Okay. Hey, now Pirish Gam came. It's, so maybe you'll say that, does that mean that, we'll say it's because of the glasses. Did he have that darga of Nevuah? I mean, the halach is, we don't, Torah wasn't given through that, through Shlomo. Shlomo's Torah is not Torah, so it's Nevuah. So are the differences, even with the mouths, are the differences? So he says, yes. Kena dover kena rakha ila moisha v'adir madrega. Just on pages a bit. Madrega v'nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu had the totality of Memtes Shari Bina, and that's something that is didn't have no shaykhs to Shlomo. What it means is there were things that Moshe and only Moshe knew. These were things in a certain darga of Hechakite that Shlomo was privy to as well. But it's not everything that Moshe knew, it's of the things that Moshe knew. So he pinpoints the difference of the difference of Moshe and Shlomo. So when Chazal say Avokom Kishlomo means he had insights into the world that Moshe had, but the hekif of it is not, had no shaykhs to it. Because knowing it all, it's not, and I want to make this point clear. I'm making my Jagas Lamei Chacham. So there's one Talmud Chacham, people know. This person knows Chumash Rashi. This person knows Mishnayos. This person knows Gemara. So that means he's in a different world. He knows how to learn Gemara. He's learned Gemaras. It's in a different level than people only learn Chumash and Mishnayos. In the world of people who learned Gemara, we have bigger Talmud Chachamim and smaller Talmud Chachamim, but they're all Bali Gemara. But somebody who learned Kol HaTorah Kula, all of Gemara, the difference between him and the people who know a lot of Gemara is not just a continuum of how much. So Ruvain knows 100 blot, Shimon knows 500 blot, Levi knows 1,000 blot, and he knows Kol HaTorah Kula. Kol HaTorah Kula means that I have the whole picture in front of me. The increase in quantity at that point becomes a different diagram. So on the one hand, we're both Bali Gemara. I learn Gemara, you learn Gemara, you learn Gemara. But on the other hand, so the differences between us is measured in quantity, how many Bali Gemara do you know? But when somebody knows everything, then he knows the picture. So Moshe Rabbeinu's knowing Memtes. So when we say Shlomo HaMelech was come to Moshe, it means he had of the darga that Moshe had. He was somebody who had insight. He had input from that world, and therefore he's in a league in a certain sense, in one way with Moshe Rabbeinu. The other hand, he knew bits and pieces. Moshe Rabbeinu knew everything. Everything is a different within that world. It's a different league. Umepnei gadol. The Ra makes a point over here that it's something which the Nesilas HaTorah comes through somebody that has that Milo, and it has to be through somebody. If you, like a simple muscle, if let's say I want to explain something difficult, a difficult mathematical concept, the layman, I need to find a person that has an understanding of mathematics, and I give him that concept, and then he's able to work it over and give it on to you. There has to be some sort of havana and tfisa into something which I can then move it over to the next person. And there's always an intermediary who's part of A and part of B to be that segue. So Moshe Rabbeinu, because of his quality of Yediyah, was so different and so shayach to Likus, he became the vehicle where this, where everything was transferred over. The so he says, "Umei goyel malas Moshe Yehuda b'nevua moira lof shmoi." He says, in the name itself, we have a remez. Kizem Moshe ha'ish kumei atachtoinim v'yemis ala maila maila shenov v'chasrei matal lekim v'olav nemek olav shemay v'olav shemay v'yarat. But make Moshe with a criminal draining, which almost like a Moshe is a king. Mechetzel Lamata Yish, or Mechetzel Mila Lakim. Lakaki Epsolema Rak Shahoyakran serve here in Tafrainin, and so mature with Shahan. So Lamais, he was a bridge, you know, the end of Tafrainin. Lefito Yalashman the Yere, the Hoyer of Moshe Mishpat and Soish, the Manechi Emidin Hashem and Echem Lagam Barashem. So Moshe Bin is an Emsoi. Now, let's understand something. I want to be careful, but the word emtsoi over here is not, I mean, you know, we tend to shy away, rightfully so, from a mamutza. I mean, this is a something that is, you know, in Kal Yisrael. But there's a big difference. If I come along, the animaimen is that tefillah is roi only kadosh baruch hu. So if I pat somebody on the shoulder and say, you're closer to Hashem, you've got an in with Hashem, could you daven for me? That's somewhat problematic. You know, it says, yeah, the chacham be back yishlo. But to daven to the chacham, and then the chacham go, that's possible. When you're talking about seichel and das, then of course, a mamutza is very, very important. Let's point out the first mamutza between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It has a name. It's called Targum. And the Chiyuv is Shayin Mikra Vecha Targum, the Chiyuv learning Torah with the Ushim. Because a good translation takes is something that is be'etzem not comprehensible to me, and transforms it into a language that is comprehensible to me. So the sefer of Chachma in Tanakh is called Mishle. A mashal is not just an entertaining story to fill time in a presentation. So you have Sipur Tzadikim, you have Mishle Chachamim, and jokes and stories. That's not what Mishalim are about. Mishalim means whatever I understand. There are two ways for you to understand something. There are two ways which we can understand something. One is direct physical contact. I somebody gives me a spoonful of honey, and I taste it. I now have a piece of piece of information, the taste of honey that's in my brain. That's one way to know something. So you know something by direct physical interaction. There's a second way to know something. I ask somebody, what does molasses taste like? So the person says, do you remember the stickiness of honey? Yes. Do you remember the color of honey? Yes. Do you remember the taste of sugar? Yes. Put the three together and you have molasses. What he's doing is he's translating something. There's no way a person can describe something to me that I have no shaykhis to. Let's say a person asks you, an outsider asks you, you've never seen a yeshiva, and it's like, what goes on in the yeshiva? Why is it so special? Well, it's an awesome yigiyas apira and a simchas limud and this, that, and that. You're not terribly helpful by telling them that, because you're translating it from Swahili to Bengali. I mean, translation did nothing for him. You explained something in terms, but if you say to yourself, what are your experiences? Have you ever really broken your head on something and then you figured it out? And then the person says, yes, okay, so now we have one nekuda that we can share. So every type of limud definitely needs an emtsoi. The world of limud is taking new information and processing it with the pieces of information that I have. As a Musa Chikas. That's why people, I had a neighbor, a Yerushalmi, very, very special people, Siddisha people, really wonderful people. But the woman especially, I think they were very smart people, but her vocabulary was so poor. So everything, the only quality that was available was, the only adjective that she had was good or not good. This is a not good disease. This is a good, this is not good. The amount of information you can convey through good, not good is very, very limited. And so those words, the vocabulary are really words that I've come to know what it means. So I have new pieces that I can use as a marshal. And the more pieces I have, the more tools I have, the more clear I can get and the more different inyanim I can get. So Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's Isha Lekim, Torah is a likus. It's a higher understanding of the Bria. But I need to tell me that this is the sphere of Teferis, and this is the sphere of Malchus, and Teferis and David Malchus, and this happens with that. That's talk. It is zero chachma, because it meant nothing when you said it. It means nothing when I hear it. It's what I need to do is I need to transfer it through words that are meaningful to you and give it over. Meshavim is Ishalikim means he had the hair in the likus, and he had the sense and vocabulary of an ish, which a malach doesn't have. And that's why you needed to have Moshe Rabbeinu to give over to him. When the Moshe Mishpat and Tzoy Shnei Malnechi Oymei Ben Hashem Nechem Lehagav of Hashem, he certainly stood with us Hashem to teach us. Olefikach B'Shem Moshe Ois Hamem, Shehi Em Tzoy Es B'Seh Le'Alf Beis. So the first thing, Moshe starts with the letter Mem, which is a middle letter. It's the pivotal point. So the shin is how far up. So basically, if we can sort of translate this gematria remez or whatever you want to call it, it means mem Moshe is the emtsoi. The letter M is the emtsa of emtsa, and he's the midpoint between shin, which is the highest dagger, the deepest dagger person can get to, or one before the last, and spreads it out to hey. Hey is the letter that represents malchus, represents the Kodesh Baruch Hu's spread. Maral says many times hey is the letter that it commands the most shetach and so on, and therefore he's another remnant. The Madrega Chamishis means the ultimate spreading out of the Dvar Hashem, and the ultimate spreading it out, and that's why it's a hay. One more remnant about Adam being Dvar Chamishis. The mile of Tzuris Adam is that he is Moshul on the entire world. In other words, every Bria has a specific niche, a place, and a certain niche in the Bria that it commands. Moshe Rabbeinu Adam is Shoilid on everything. So that's why the ultimate Nispashis is Adam. Moshe Elad Mega Chayna Chutz Me'achas, V'yerl Te'achayna Ad HaMadrega Chamishis. The governs of Nevuah,
So
לכמה ייחוד של מוישה, של איזה ייחוד ניתנה על יד אחר מייחדס, ודאי בזה. Then I'll speak about another thing about it. I want to add one more nekuda about this. The Eben Ezra says, the Eben Ezra Hazinu, Hazinu Shmaya Vartal Adair and so on, he says that, I guess he's trying to, I don't know what the word answer, but to address the nekuda that we speak in Mishalom. You know, when we speak Hazina Shai Varza, the Beir, and so on, these are all metaphors. So he says, I don't remember the exact question, but more or less, that Adam is the Emtza between Malachim and the Bria, and so on and so forth. And that's why he speaks from one and speaks about the other. And that's his lashon more or less. It means the exact same thing that he means over here. What's unique about Adam, Tzuris Adam, is that he is able to give physical expression to something that are concepts and beyond. Let's give a mashal. A bal chai is physical. So a bal chai wants to eat, it finds food, it jumps on the food. A mother has an instinct to give food to the cubs, it gives food to the cubs, and so on. So it's a very physical world. That's kuloi, its meaning is in itself. So when a biologist or zoologist researches why does this bal chai do this, that, the other thing, the answer will always be to fulfill a physical need, want, etc. A person is able to take an idea. I can buy a gift of flowers for someone I love. Now, it's not the fact the person needs flowers to eat. It's the flower is symbolic, which means I took a concept that's basically, I took a concept that's basically a non-physical concept, conceptual, and I gave it some meaning in physical form. I stick out my tongue at somebody. So when I make a fist, that means I'm going to strike the person. And then the person hits back at me, and I understand that interaction. It's a physical interaction. When I stick out my tongue or stub my nose and do some tenua, a bitl, it's the pshat is I took an idea of I despise you, I think nothing of you, and I gave it some physical meaning. I can speak about concepts. So my language is not only descriptions of things, they're descriptions of ideas. That a malach can't do that because a malach lives in a world that's abstract. It's conceptual, but he has no way to translate it. He doesn't have Kriyat HaDibur. We do have it. We're able, and all of Torah is really a translation. There's some ruchnistic emes that taking a few strings of wool and putting it into your beged and tying them becomes the physical representation. All of mitzvahs are a ruchnistic mitzvahs that finds an expression in our world. That's what Torah is about. Torah takes musagim of, you know, a hug in the world and shows it in stories that happen. So all of Torah really is a translation of a world beyond to our world. And the person who is roya for that is a person that his own mitzvah is he lives in a ruchnistic world and lives in a physical world. I mean, it's something that most of the pshita, when you're looking, let's say a person looks for a rav, a rebbe, a place that inspired him. So you have teachers. You have a teacher who's a really, he's a type of person you want your kid, your talmidim, to model after. But he has no shaykhus explaining it to them. He can't bring it down to their world. So that person's effect will be very minimal. You have another person who's fantastic with kids, but what he can sell them, that the level that he's on, is minimal. You know, he's a nice guy, a great guy, he's fun, he's wonderful, but tachlis, there's nothing more being conveyed than him being fun and wonderful. What you look for, the ideal person, is somebody who's roish is b'shamayim, and yet he's able, he has the way to bring it out. So the ultimate Moshe Rabbeinu is the Malamed Torah, is somebody who understands the concepts as concepts, and yet has the wherewithal to make part of Metzius. Okay, any questions, any points, anything?
Why, why does Melucha create a higher dag of Nevuah? What's the connection between the two?
It says like Leid Melachim is Yad Hashem. The Malchus is Be'etzim, a divine bria in this world. It's a concept. It's not a strong man. A Moshe is the strongest guy in the pack. That's by Balak Chaim also. You have the lead elephant, the lead lion, whatever it is. In Malchus is an expression of an inner personality. It's an expression of our Mahus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu is had Hagar works the Malacha. It says, you know, Lucha Hashem Amlucha. It says Afila Reish Gargurusa. So Reish Gargurusa is a very low profession, but Reish Gargurusa means he's ahead of something. So Lucha Hashem Amlucha, it doesn't mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu only has Malucha and nothing else, but there's a special Hanhaga that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Malchus in this world goes through Malachim. And through Hanhaga Malchus. And that's why a Melech is seen as being a pawn, the Yad Hashem in many ways, because he's the one through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu channels Hanhaga. Even the Ra, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be angry, so he gives a Malachim that a bad Malachim. That's part of the way in which a Kach Baruch is not. So if you have that dagger, mikoyach that madrega, you yonik that chesidus. That's what it means.
I remember the Maral once says that Kayan is also Bigamatria 75 because he's like a mamutza.
Right.
Is Moshe Kayan all one big lump of just mamutzas, or does any more specific?
The dagger of Moshe was that he was a Navi and a Melech and a Kohen and everything in one day is has a lot to do with him being the Ish Klal. Like I said before, Kichoyel Bashan Haaretz, to be Koyel everything is a very different part. Like I said before, a person who knows more is quantitatively greater than a person who knows less. A person who knows everything is in a different league, Mikoyach everything. Moshe Rabbeinu was Shaku Kenet Ka Yisrael. The Nekuda of everything becoming one, the Kahuna and Nevuah and Malchus and Sanhedrin and everything, and it's Shoshe 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 is Hashem Echad. That was the dagger of Moshe. So it had to do with him being Koyel everything as Mitzad is dagger.
My wife, my Shenkin, the Kain, there was just more of a machaber between Eliyahu and Tachtonim, but he wasn't a Koyel.
Right. Moshe Rabbeinu's the dagger, right. But the Kohen was more of a passive emissary. Like he, when he put his hands up, Bracha was Shefeah through that. The Kohen being a Mamutza, maybe let's clarify, because a Mamutza in the way it's used causally is Mutzimachos Mius. But let's give an example of the difference. Imagine I want from a wealthy man a big donation. So I say to myself, you know, it's not easy with him to get an appointment. Not, I have a different idea. I'll go to the gabbai, I'll butter up the gabbai and tell him, you know, when your boss is not looking, why don't you just write a check for whatever it is? That is not a nice thing to do. I assume it's done quite commonly, but I don't think it's a very nice thing to do. It's you know, that's terrible. But on the other hand, when the boss sends me a check, he'll usually send it to a shliach. So, because I'd have to be the gadol dor for the boss to come specifically to me and say, I brought you the money. He'll send it with a shliach, he'll send it with UBS, he'll send it by mail. The Kohanim are a hechetimtza, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's shefa to come down to us. So when they do Beras Kohanim, they pick up their hands and it becomes like a bridge. But Chas V'Shalom, that we should go and that our intent should be to ask the Kohen, you know, why don't you schlep down some bracha for us? we're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bench us through the Kohanim, and that's why he said L'Ratzim before Birkas Kohanim, L'Ratzim after Birkas Kohanim, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mevarech us through the Kohanim, because Baruch wanted the Kohanim to be the Shliach and mailed that way. But it's a different, that's what we stay away from the word Emsoi, and we use the word Echetim, so we use the word, he's the Mahal through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu sends the Shef.
So what's taka the pshat in asking a chacham or a gadol or a tzaddik for a bracha or to daven for you?
So a bracha is understood in a very limited way. Veheye bracha, Chazal say that your bracha is kaim. I'm not sure the why the tefillah works. And Chazal say mifurish yelech chacham yispal love. I don't know. I don't have a good hezba in understanding how's that different than being yispal directly to it. I mean, the obvious answer is, we're all talking about Hashem. It's like, if, let's say I would ask the secretary to mishtaro by his boss. You know me, you know what wonderful organization I have. Why don't you go and speak to the boss and explain to this and that? That's fair. That's okay. How exactly to translate that in tefillah? When is tefillah to a dead tzaddik, to a tzaddik? When is the tefillah to him? And when is it asking him to explain? I don't know. I don't have a good hezbollah. But that'll be enough gemina. Understanding that anything which implies that this chacham or tzaddik has discretionary power is possible. A long time ago, I was doing, I was in Brazil, and they told me the chatchila. I went there for a week to teach. They told me the chatchila that they're very into the occult, and all the kirov deals with. They were very annoyed with me because they asked me to speak about the gulam. One thing was about the gulam. One thing was about kishu. One thing was about this. And they had a whole long of stuff. So I was, I guess, naive. I didn't bother to ask him, what do you want them to hear? And basically, I started out with the gulam that there many shrines that hold that it's not true. And it may be true, but it certainly is not me. Ikra Yadus and Yitzchak's building that. The guy who brought me in like wanted to send me off on the next ticket and so on. And he said, you don't know, the guy who was here before, he frightened the wits out of that. He told them they're going to come back as Chamoirim, they're going to come back as this and that. He had them all doing tshuva based on what they're going to look like in the next life. And you came along and said that it's not even such a this and that and so on. So, that was the, knocking out something that was from the Seder's Emunah V'Deis. I don't know exactly the mahalach of it. What exactly is the memutza part? What does it mean that we ask a Navi or Chacham and so on? But tachlis, it's the focus is always so the person asked, so they asked me a problem, so I was sitting there, and there was someone asked me, why didn't they use Kabbalah? Kabbalah is so powerful and it's such an amazing tool. Why during World War II didn't they use Kabbalah to save themselves? So I told her, as a woman, she actually was a presenter on TV in Brazil, I told her, Ein Eitzah, Ein Chachmah, Ein Tfunah Neged Hashem. I said, all of these tools and wonderful things, they're because they express a certain Ratzon Hashem. That Hagar during World War II was Chavoyin Afer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaHashmin. You can't, Kabbalah is not independent of Hashem. It's not a magic formula that you use to do what you want. It's all a Hemshech of some HaKadosh Baruch Hu Nibriya. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hagar is, Rahman Atzlan, what it was, then it doesn't help. At the end of the day, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everything that works independently, all Hishnadlus, all effort, works as a Hemshech of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
Why? What's the difference that with Chachma, so a person's Kesher to the Rebbeinu Shalom is through a Rav Talmud relationship, but there is Emtzai, but with Tefillah, it's so Muktzah Machmas Mius.
Because tefillah is the personal connection, be'etzim, whereas Torah is my havana tfisa. Torah has to be in my head and my understanding. So I need somebody bechreach that can funnel it to that understanding. Tefillah is a yarashem pikzer. It's the ball, so to speak, that Hashem Baruch Hu's caught, and that's why focusing on someone else doing it. The Torah is, do I understand it or not? And the answer is, I cannot understand somebody on me unless I have a bridge, a world of Marshall and Rebbe. Masha'ein Kein in Tefillah, where I'm recognizing Hashem Baruch Hu as the Dom Olam, doing it through an Emtsoi would almost be the exact opposite. It's not about me, Tefillah, it's about Hashem Baruch Hu. So an Emtsoi would be a problem. Okay, good. Guten Tag. It's a good Chodesh.
Chodesh.
Kaal Tov. Thank you.